Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Right now, it is 80 degrees, and it'd be a good day to wear a seersucker. And it would be appropriate because today is National Seersucker Day, and Senator Bill Cassidy will be involved with that a little bit in Washington. Good morning, Senator.
Hey, Tommy. Good morning to you.
How are you, and happy Seersucker Day.
Happy Seersucker Day. I'm feeling great. I got my seersucker suit on, and I'm just looking very fashionable and, by the way, very comfortable.
And you're going to take a picture, right, later on today?
Oh, we'll take a picture. We'll blast it out. We'll actually have folks say, "Was it only a summer, you know, in a southern summer tradition?" But I think we're going to have the senators from Alaska, from Maine, from Nebraska, California, all joining us. So we would like to say we're spreading.
And that fabric was invented in New Orleans, was it not?
Yeah, Mr. Haspel, way back when, wanted something to wear that would be comfortable. And my first seersucker suit, I was in downtown Baton Rouge, walking from the city club to the state capitol. And, as a doctor, I used to always wear scrubs. I started wearing suits and sweating. Put on my seersucker, I'm thinking, hey, I'm walking on a July day, and I'm comfortable.
Wore one to the kids' graduation, Senator, and I'm right there with you.
Yeah, it's just a way to live with your environment instead of fighting your environment.
All right, let's talk about the environment in California as it relates to illegals and Medicaid.
Yeah, California has decided to extend Medicaid, they call it Medi-Cal, to folks who are in our country illegally. I did my medical residency there. You know, Tommy, I'm a doc. I worked in the charity hospital system in Louisiana for 25 years, but I worked in their charity hospital system for 8 years or 7 years. And we used to get patients from Mexico with notes on them saying in Spanish, please treat this patient for this condition. And so it was a magnet, free health care from Mexico and other countries, and patients would consume a lot of health care, tax dollars, but then they would go home. Well, now it's going to be covered by the state of California. And I think they just naively don't realize what a magnet that will be. And in the meantime, California has a rate of poverty as high as Louisiana's. They've got a homeless situation which is out of control, with hepatitis A and measles spreading among different populations. And they're going to spend $100 million on folks here illegally for insurance. It just seems a misplaced priority when there's so many needs for those who are U.S. Permanent, legal residents.
So is this Medicaid, those are California dollars, or those are federal dollars that go to California?
It should be California dollars. And by the way, I've got a piece of legislation to make sure that it is California dollars. It is supposed to be illegal to extend federal dollars, except in very narrow circumstances, to those here illegally. And again, it just serves as a magnet. We're trying to control our borders, not give people more reasons to come across.
So to be clear, you're not really trying to tell California how to spend its money, so long as it's not federal money. Your concern is that of the immigration, where it's encouraging people to come across the border.
But my concern is also for the average person in California. The middle-class family who's paying sky-high taxes, if they happen to be on Medicaid, Medi-Cal themselves, Medi-Cal reimbursement to physicians is so low, it's oftentimes very difficult to find a cancer doctor or a bone doctor. We just got to take care of our own. And there's a lot of needs out there in California that are not being addressed on their own.
All right, Father's Day weekend coming up. We're going to talk about paid family leave, rather, for fathers, and drug costs as well. I get a text here, Senator, about President Trump's claim that the FBI director is wrong, that he would take intelligence, or at least oppo research, as he phrased it, from foreign governments. You got an opinion on that?
I assume he's talking about the Steele dossier. And it's pretty established. The Steele dossier, which is a bunch of fiction, and which was gleaned from...
I can interrupt for a second, I don't think that's what he's talking about. During an interview, he was asked, would you take information from a foreign government if it put your opponent in a bad light, basically opposition research, And he said, well, sure, if Norway came forward with something, he would take it. The FBI director said it wasn't right. The president said he's wrong. And I guess my question to you is this something where we, an area where we need to get out of the field of opinion and codify it as to whether it's legal or it's not legal?
Well, I'm not familiar with this exchange that you're describing. But I'd be hesitant to put it in the law only because the situations could be multiple. I'm not suspicious that presidents, who, by the way, are thoroughly investigated by the press, by their opponents, by everybody else, is going to be some Manchurian candidate who's been brainwashed by a foreign government and stuck here. I just don't think that. On the other hand, in general, do we exchange intelligence information with other governments about a lot of things? And the answer is yes. So I would be a little reluctant to stop that, but I think there also has to be a filter. The Steele dossier was fiction, but it was used by our FBI as a basis for an investigation, and I think that's what the president's most concerned about.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about drug costs and also about paid family leave and paternal leave as we approach Father's Day weekend. 8:50, 10 till 9, it's time for traffic here on WWL. 8:55, 5 before 9. Next hour, we're going to take on witnesses, eyewitness testimony as it relates to crimes. And again, I had jury duty the last 2 days, jury duty, and I was thinking, wow, when it comes to eyewitness investigation and just seeing some of the people who are there for jury duty, and I don't mean this negatively, how reliable eyewitness testimony is. We're talking to Bill Cassidy, U.S. Senator, right now. Senator, when it comes to health care and drug prices, et cetera, what is it that you hear from the public that they want and they don't want?
Lower prices, and they're tired of getting stuck with bills that they don't know where they're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
We're working on a surprise medical billing bill. You go to an in-network hospital, and you got an in-network doctor, and you get a $10,000 bill for an out-of-network piece of equipment that you didn't know what they were using and you weren't told. That's wrong. And so, and the doc and the insurance company and the hospital are going at each other with the patient as the point of leverage. And so we're trying to take that patient out of it. If she gets to pay an in-network rate, no matter, and then let everybody else go at each other, but they're not going to go at each other through the patient. We're about lowering healthcare costs for that patient.
Would there be any way to get everybody in every network, or would that be beyond something a government should be involved with? Every medical provider, I guess is what I'm saying, Senator.
Yeah, it's private contracting. So you don't want the federal government interfering in private contracting. Except that if the patient makes a good faith effort to be within the contract of her insurance company, she needs some consumer protections. By the way, it saves money for the taxpayer, too. And so I'm all about the patient. I'm a doc, so the patient comes first. Let's be on the side of the patient and the taxpayer. The big boys can take care of themselves. Let's protect the patient.
Tell me about paid family leave as we come upon Father's Day weekend. It seems as though back in the day, you know, as a mom took care of the baby and then mother-in-law came over and dad looked for somewhere to go. But it's completely different now, and it's important, I would think, for fathers to have paid paternity leave, or are you just concerned with mothers, or how does this all work?
We're concerned with the mother, the father, and the baby. So what we're trying to do, most people, if they're making about $80,000 or more a year, they have paid family leave, and even if it's not called that. But folks who are a little bit lower income oftentimes do not. But what I know as a doctor is that if the mother bonds with that baby, ideally breastfeeding, better for the mama, better for the baby to breastfeed, allowing the mother to recover from the trauma of the birth. Imagine she had a C-section. If the father can pitch in, maybe mother-in-law is not around, and maybe they live in another, et cetera. So the father can pitch in, but they have to be able to afford to do so. Well, I'm about to introduce, I think today, our method of paying for how do we pay for this. We have a way to pay for it that doesn't raise taxes, does not put burden on the employer, allows the mother or the father to stay home, and then go back to their place of work. The bad thing for the employer, somebody wants to stay home with their child, they quit work. So all the investment and training is gone. Under this, the employee remains attached to work, goes back in, helps the employer. Ivanka Trump's working with us. We got a Democrat working with us. We think we can get it signed into law.
We got 20 seconds left. I know you're a dad. Tell me what your advice to any new fathers listening right now would be.
Listen to the mother.
Got to keep mom happy. Thank you, Senator. Have a good weekend and happy Father's
Day
to you.
You too. Happy Father's Day.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.